AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. So how did it go last night for the president? The re-election campaign kickoff rally in Orlando.
Fantastic. Great crowd, great speech, great energy, great message. Super patriotic. So happy I came.
That's Trump supporter Kathy Ward. The president said he's cracked down on illegal immigration, boosted jobs, and if re-elected, he said he'll deliver new trade deals, a health care overhaul, and a cure for cancer. Democrats, he said, are trying to destroy the country.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders watched the rally and approached reporters afterwards.
It's going to take me a little while to settle down because I just had the extremely unpleasant experience of actually watching Donald Trump in action for an hour and a half. Wow. And that was certainly something.
He called the president's claims last night lies, distortions, and absolute nonsense. Hope Hicks, once one of the president's closest aides, testifies privately before the House Judiciary Committee this morning. She used to be the White House communications director. The president has instructed her not to answer questions about her time as a senior advisor, according to a White House lawyer who sent a letter to the committee chairman. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams is promising change, but she was booed by some of hundreds of people gathered last night to discuss a videotaped police encounter between a black couple, their children, and police officers. A bystander's video shows police pointing their guns at the family and yelling obscenities after a shoplifting complaint. This is AP Radio News. The case for reparations makes its way to Capitol Hill today.
Actor and activist Danny Glover and writer Ta-Nehisi Coates are among the witnesses due to testify before a House panel in support of studying reparations today. The topic has been moving toward the mainstream of the Democratic Party after long being treated as a fringe issue, with several presidential candidates in favor of studying the idea about what the country might owe to the descendants of slaves in the United States. Yet the matter remains far from widely accepted, both among Democrats and the public at large, and it isn't clear how far the effort will go. Just yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he opposes it. Matt Small, Washington.
Family members say somebody stole an urn with a man's ashes in it after his funeral in Pennsylvania. The man's cremated remains were divided into three urns, one of which was to go to his mother. But one of the urns disappeared, a family friend asking whoever took it to return it. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.